Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Oh, hi, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks.
So, what is a viral craze?
It's a good question. I mean, I guess when we're looking at things and why they become viral, it's as though they take on a life of their own. So if we think of something like perhaps the dance move, the floss, which is associated with Katy Perry and Backpack Kid, it starts as an initial idea, it's picked up by other people, and it kind of spreads. It actually comes from some of Richard Dawkins' work in the 1970s. He was talking about these ideas, particularly with memes, and that they kind of mimic life, or like a virus, they spread, they change, they mutate. But I guess the main thing is with these sort of viral crazes is that they spread quite broadly, and then people put their own interpretations on them.
Yeah, definitely. And what factors affect the popularity of content?
There's a few things that are quite important with it, particularly in terms of internet content. So there's actually been some research being done here at the University of South Australia by people like Karen Nelson-Field, and they've identified two factors as being really important. So the first one is arousal. So if it really engages people strongly, whether that's in a positive way or a negative way, those types of things that get us excited as a new trend, or perhaps make us feel certain emotions, whether that's anger or joy. Those are the sorts of things that are more likely to be spread. And the second part of that is the valence, which is whether it's positive or negative. So if it's strongly positive or strongly negative, it's much more likely to be shared.
And is there a particular recipe for going viral?
It's also a good question. I think it's one marketers and advertisers are very much trying to crack. There's a lot of money associated with it. If it can engage us in those really strong ways, so if we do feel very positive or quite angry about something, we'll be more likely to share it and to pass it on to other people. And then once we start passing on those ideas, then they gain credibility within our friendship groups and the sharing tends to continue. I guess another thing would also be if it's associated with an influencer, with someone that does have power on social media. So, for example, the Kiki Challenge, if we look at Shiggy as an influencer, then he has a wide audience that he's sending that information out to people.
And as audiences, why are we so obsessed with being in touch with what's viral?
I guess we like things that are new. So we always, as humans, we're excited about these sort of new ideas. We want to be seen as being sort of keeping up to the minute and being across what's occurring. And also because it does make us feel. So sort of in that humdrum of day-to-day life, if it's something that, makes us laugh or it makes us outraged, it sort of helps to connect us more to things that are going on.
Yeah, definitely. There are so many different forms of viral crazes as well. So we've got videos to hashtags, even to memes. Is there a particular type that has the most impact?
It's a good point, a good question, because we can shift across those different things. So often something that's a meme starts to generate a hashtag and starts to move across those boundaries. I think some of the ones in terms of the longevity might be early work that came out in sort of mid-2000s, where we see people were just starting to really connect through social media and kind of got to the top of things like YouTube charts and other spaces. The other ones are things that have a fair bit of money behind them, so we might not instantly associate them, but perhaps there might be some branding in there, or there might be big companies behind them that are helping to spread those types of memes. I'm trying to think what else might be hitting. I'm not sure in terms of which has most impact, because a lot of them may just be there because they're humorous or interesting to look at. But I guess some of the types of campaigns that we see online, so an example might be a little while ago, Dumb Ways to Die, you might remember as a viral advertising campaign from public transport in Victoria. And that was a really effective one, which had a message which resonated really strongly with the audience it was designed for, but was also created through a really strong and quite humorous little clip. So that's an example of one that had ongoing impact because it was well designed.
Yeah, definitely. I do think as well, if you consider the hashtag Me Too and also the Ice Bucket Challenge, we can kind of see that going viral also can make a positive change and spread awareness as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And both of those are really good examples of hashtags or challenges that have gone viral and had impact significantly across different industries or for fundraising purposes. So trying to make a contribution to positive change while leveraging on that sort of internet culture.
Yeah, exactly. And if we look at internet culture where it is today, do you think that going viral will ever fade away, or will it kind of just become stronger?
That's a good question. I think that we'll probably see that it will strengthen. One of the things about the early internet was that it was much more niche, that there were particular groups that were being worked with. But as we see more and more people being able to get online, and we're still at a point where only about half of the population of the world has access to the internet, but we're at a point where there are 2 billion unique Facebook profiles, I think we're going to see increased demand for viral content. And if people manage to put together those sort of magic recipes to be able to make strong viral content, that there'll be a huge audience base that we'll connect with.
Yeah, I definitely do agree with that. And thank you so much for coming on our show.
You're really welcome.